Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V in Chicago, Illinois. Today is March 7th, 2026. That's the Saturday of the second week of Lent. Today's passage that we're going to reflect over is from the Gospel of Luke, where Luke writes, "A man had two sons, and the younger son said to his father, 'Father, give me the share of your estate that should come to me.' So the father divided the property between them. After a few days, the younger son collected all his belongings and set off to a distant country, where he squandered his inheritance on a life of dissipation." There is a mysterious and even frightening gift that God has given to every human soul. It is the gift of freedom. Not merely the freedom to choose between this or that earthly thing, but the deeper freedom, the terrible and beautiful freedom, to love or to turn away from love. This gospel begins with a sentence so simple that we may pass over it too quickly. A man had two sons. This is not merely a description of a family, it is a revelation of God and of us. God is the Father, we are the sons, and everything that follows unfolds within that relationship of love. The younger son speaks words that must have pierced the father's heart. "Father, give me the share of your estate that should come to me." In that culture, this was more than a financial request. It was a relational rupture. It was as if the son were saying, "I do not want you. I want what is yours. I want your gifts without your presence. I want your inheritance without your fatherhood." And here we encounter the first great mystery. The father does not refuse him. He does not argue. He does not threaten. He does not imprison him in forced obedience. He divides the property and lets him go. Why? Because love cannot be coerced. God will not force himself upon the soul. He gives us the dignity of freedom, even when he knows that freedom may be used to wound him, to wound ourselves, and to wander far from home. The younger son's departure in the story of every sin. Sin is not the first breaking of a rule. It is the leaving of a relationship. It is the quiet or deliberate turning of the heart away from the Father. We often imagine sin as rebellion fueled by strength, but in truth, sin is often fueled by illusion. The younger son believes freedom lies in distance. He believes life will become larger, richer, fuller once he leaves the Father's house. This is the ancient lie that echoes in every human heart, that we will be more ourselves apart from God than with him. So he gathers everything and journeys to a distant country. Notice this carefully. Sin always carries us into distance. Distance from God, distance from others, distance from ourselves. The soul becomes a stranger, even to its own dignity. At first, the younger son feels powerful. He possesses wealth. He possesses autonomy. He possesses the illusion of self-sufficiency. But the gospel tells us that he squandered his inheritance on a life of dissipation. The inheritance was not merely money, it was the fruit of the father's labor, the expression of the Father's love. And yet the Son spends it as though it were meaningless. This is what sin does. It dissipates the self. It fragments the heart. It slowly empties what is meant to be full. And yet, even here, another mystery unfolds. The Father allows it. God allows us to experience the consequences of our freedom, not because he delights in our suffering, but because he desires our return. Forced goodness is not love. Only freely chosen love heals the heart. The younger son must learn, through hunger and emptiness, what he could not learn through abundance. He must discover that the distant country is not home. And here is where we must pause and turn inward. Each of us carries within us both sons. We know the younger son who wanders, who seeks satisfaction outside the Father's house, who desires independence from grace. But we also know the deeper longing, the longer longing to be held, to be known, to be forgiven. We must not misunderstand this parable. It is not merely about sin. It is about the greater reality of the Father's love. The most astonishing character in this story is not the rebellious son, but the silent father. He allows the son to leave, but he never ceases to be the father. He allows the son to squander the inheritance, but he never withdraws his love. He allows the son to enter darkness, but he himself remains the light. This reveals something essential about God. He would rather risk being rejected than refuse to love. He gives us freedom because he desires sons, not slaves. He desires love, not compliance. He desires hearts that return, not bodies that remain while the soul is distant. Lent is the season in which we are invited to ask a difficult but life-saving question. Where is my heart? Have I drifted into a distant country, perhaps not outwardly but inwardly? Have I become satisfied with God's gifts while neglecting God himself? Have I allowed distraction, pride, fear, or self-reliance to quietly distance me from the Father? The tragedy of sin is not that we break God's law. The tragedy is that we distance ourselves from the one who loves us more than we can comprehend. But the hope of this gospel is even greater. The Father allows us to leave, but he also allows us to return. And more than that, he waits for our return. He does not forget the Son. He does not replace him. He does not close the door. The entire story moves towards a moment we have not yet heard in today's portion, the moment when the Son returns and discovers that he is still loved. This is the deepest truth of Lent. God respects our freedom, even the freedom to sin, but his mercy is greater than our wandering. Freedom makes love possible, and mercy makes love victorious. The Father is waiting, not as judge, but as home. Let us pray. Father of infinite tenderness, you have given us the freedom to love you, and in that freedom we have often wandered far from you. You do not bind us, yet you never abandon us. You allow us to leave, yet your heart never stops calling us home. Break through our illusions of independence. Reveal to us the emptiness of every distant country. Awaken within us the memory of your love. Give us the courage to return. Give us the humility to trust in your mercy. Give us the grace to remain in your house, not as servants, but as children. May this Lenten season lead us out of distance and into communion, out of illusion and into truth, out of ourselves and into your heart. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. If you found a blessing in this reflection today, I invite you to return here to my hermitage each and every day during the season of Lent as we travel toward the great festival of Easter. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.